The future of accounting isn't just about numbers and financial statements. It's about empowering businesses to make informed decisions, navigate complex challenges, achieve their financial goals. And everyone recognizes that accountants are at the heart of this and must become trusted partners with business acumen, expertise in data analytics, storytelling, strategic guidance, taking their clients towards success. And whatever your role is in this ecosystem, you need to stay ahead of the curve to stay relevant. And that's why this Accounting Answers podcast was conceived, to keep you informed and competitive. I'm your host, Rob Brown, and I've interviewed 111 accounting experts, leaders, advisors, vendors, and influencers in the last few months, and collected for you the very best and latest thinking on what works and what is coming up. 10 to 15 minutes gets you the lowdown on what matters today in the rapidly evolving accounting landscape. And the profession is shedding its traditional image of number crunching, embracing a bold new future. Data, technology, strategic guidance reign supreme. I've asked the same five questions throughout, covering the next generation of accountants, the proactive advice they need to be given, the drivers of change, the role of tech and software vendors, plus the best predictions for the next few years. Let's get started and hear what our experts have to say. All this week, we're asking our accounting experts and influencers, what should the tech industry and accounting software vendors be doing to better serve the needs of accountants? More than any other question, this has elicited the most emotions. Technology is playing an increasingly crucial role in the accounting profession. So how is the tech industry meeting the evolving demands of accountants? Let's see what our experts think. It's time to listen to Liz Farr, CPA, ghostwriter for thought leaders in accounting, translating complex accounting concepts into accessible and engaging content and amplifying the voices of industry leaders.
Well, first of all, they need to provide better customer service. You know, I hear all the complaints on Twitter about how difficult it is to reach a human when the software is misbehaving. Something that they could do to help them get there is to hire more accountants in all parts of their businesses. I work with a tech company that does just that. They have accountants in every part of the company. And because of that, they provide amazing customer service. And everybody who uses this says that they're really happy with the way it works. Another thing that they could do is have more advisory councils with a broader cross-section of the users. Not just the partners in the firms, but the actual technicians who are doing the work, so that they can really find out what the pain points are, figure out ways to solve them.
Welcome into the show now, Lucy Cohen, co-founder and CEO of Mazuma, offering subscription accounting with proprietary tech, redefining accounting services with a focus on accessibility and technological innovation.
They need to actually think about what accountants are trying to achieve on a day-to-day granular basis. It's not about the big whiz bangs and the shiny report at the end of it. There's things that bring accountants down that make people very despondent about the space they work in is the minutiae and the annoyances of the day-to-day. If you've got a piece of technology that has a beautiful, shiny end product, but is a bit of a beast to work with and has a lot of small annoyances, you're not going to get great engagement from your customer base. If you can do the simple things really well and then replicate that over and over and over again, you're going to have a really, really happy client base. They don't, for the most part, care about it looking super shiny at the end of it if the basis and the foundation of it isn't working for them. And what I hear from a lot of accountants is, yeah, it looks really great, but oh, it's a pig to use. If we can solve that, we can get things really working on the base foundation level, getting things efficient and lean. I think that would be something that if a vendor can crack that, they're going to clean up over the next few years.
Let's dive into the insights of Margot Rudy, CFO and fintech enthusiast from Uku, where she leverages accounting practice management software to streamline operations and empower accountants with innovative tools.
So three things. Number one, focus on onboarding, teaching, and building relationships. Don't underestimate the human touch. Let's help accountants step over to the field that we already know and understand. Second, provide valuable materials. best practice templates, webinars, etc., so that whoever is ready to learn can find the supporting material to learn on their own or at least continue learning. And now third, the prerequisite to be successful is still to have an excellent software. The supporting materials and the relationship to the accountants will not make up for having lousy software. You want to have a product that not only does the tasks, but also makes the users happy.
Here with us now is Mark Walker, CEO at VFD Pro, helping entrepreneurs survive, thrive, scale, and exit successfully, offering strategic insights and tools to enhance business performance and prepare for successful transitions.
I think the key to this one is the vendors themselves will be very good at expressing the benefits of their product to the accountant. Oh, I can save you time. I can help you do it for cheaper. So they're very good at stressing the benefits to the accountant because that's who they're selling to. Ultimately, most vendors will sell a product to an accountant for them to use with their clients. If you take a product like VFD, an advisory product, it's actually for the accountants to use with their clients. So we need to help them understand and stress the benefits they'll deliver to the client's business rather than to them. Because actually, they're not going to buy something from you that they just use internally. They're going to have to use it with their client base, and therefore we're going to have to help them stress the benefits. So an accountant might say, and I've seen it, and they do say, not my, they do say, I've seen it everywhere, we'll prepare your management accounts for you on a monthly basis, and we'll charge you for that. It's like, well, great, Mrs. Business Owner, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I barely know what accounts are. I don't know what management accounts are. What's the difference? Are they what you submit to HMRC? No, we don't. And so what you're actually saying is, Mrs. Business Owner, you never have to worry about identifying any financial risk or opportunity within your business ever again, because we've got your back. You can concentrate on your product and selling your product. We will cover everything else for you. So you're still producing management accounts to a degree, and it's a variant of, but I think it's helping them understand how they articulate it to their clients and almost coming up with a framework that they can work with or they can work on with their clients. So essentially, tech vendors, of which we're one in this space, have to concentrate on education. I keep coming back to it for every conversation I have with everyone. It all starts with education. Whether it's educating business owners about the importance of understanding their numbers, whether it's educating the accountant on, you know, how to best sell your product to their clients. Education, education, education. Give. Then you'll start to get back.
Introducing to the microphone, Matthew Banker, marketing strategist and host of the Marketing for Accounting Firms podcast, where he shares cutting-edge marketing strategies and insights to help accounting firms grow and prosper.
I think that the challenge that tech and software vendors have is, I think that everybody thinks that they're solving a unique problem, when a lot of times we're solving a few big problems in unique ways. And so I think that tech vendors could do a better job of helping firm owners understand why their particular type of firm is a perfect fit for their product or software because of their approach. And so if you're solving automation or you're simplifying workflows, that's great. Yes, in some ways that can apply to all firms in all cases. But I think that from a firm owner standpoint, when they're making a decision, it's so hard to differentiate between all of these different tech platforms because these softwares haven't done the work to say, this is why this is great for a tax only firm, or this is why if you're in client accounting services, you're going to want to use this workflow. Or if you have multiple services, how our platform speaks, you know, to like the different branches of your business. But I think that when I do a lot of messaging work with my accounting firm clients, but I think this is true for the tech and SaaS clients as well, is that they don't always communicate very clearly what is the specific value for this type of firm, because accounting firms are not all the same. I know I have a very specific type of firm that is an ideal client for me, and my services are a great fit for them. And I know what types of firms are not right. And so for the ones that are trying to say, we do everything for everyone, that's really hard for your client, your customer, to make a decision or understand, but why are you uniquely suited for my particular needs and my problems? it's a problem that your clients have with their marketing. It's a client that the tech and the SaaS companies have with their marketing as well.
So there you have five great answers to the question, what could the tech and software vendors do better to serve accountants? Each working day of the week, Monday through Friday, we give you the insights of five top influencers in the accounting world on this critical area of the tech providers, software vendors, and how they serve accountants. That's 25 valuable perspectives, viewpoints, and best thinking every week. And with each fresh week comes a fresh question and more thoughts from the best accounting leaders and influencers we can find. Thanks for listening to this brand new Accounting Answers podcast and sharing the show with your friends. If you want to join the conversation, you can plug into our community of influencers at accountinginfluencers.com and check out our virtual speed networking events. These happen every few months for the North America region and the UK-Europe region. They're great opportunities to raise your profile, build valuable connections, and share your thoughts with influential peers. Until next time, this is your host, Rob Brown, saying stay informed, stay relevant, and stay connected.